You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 15 of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry Internet radio show or podcast, you know, if you're comfortable with that. Don't have to have an iPod. Listen, you can drop by our website and listen. Our website is at mayberry.com/podcast. So drop by there and you can listen to this show along with all the archives of our previous 14 episodes. And you can also take a poll. We have a poll there asking how many times a year does your Mayberry chapter meet, you know, chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. We talked a little bit last week about the Mayberry chapter at mayberrychapter.com, and it got me thinking, you know, how many times do most chapters meet? And so far, we haven't gotten very many votes, only about three, and most of them are saying yearly so far. So drop by, most of them, that means two, because like I said, there's only three. Drop by and vote. I think it'd be interesting if we can just kind of get an idea how often chapters meet, which I know my chapter, the Mother Figure chapter here in Huntsville, Alabama, we meet about once a year. It's not very often, but I know there's a lot of really active chapters, so drop by and let us know. You can also contact me by phone. We've got a voicemail set up that's toll-free, and we would love to hear from you. We've heard we've got two people that have called in, and we'll be adding them on some upcoming episodes. We'll be talking and listening to their comments. But you can call us at 888-684-8415. It's toll-free, so drop by. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can write me an email. I'd like to hear from that, too. It's floyd@mayberry.com, and tell your friends about it. Anyway, I don't know. Did I mention my name's Alan Newsome? Last episode, I realized I didn't tell anybody who I was. Just kind of assuming. And if that was the first episode you listened to, you have no idea who's the host. So my name's Alan Newsome. I host this podcast, and I'm also the webmaster at Mayberry.com. Drop by there and visit. There's all kinds of things there. One thing you might want to look at while you are at Mayberry.com is the link to WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Weavers Department Store, it's not a joke. Some people think that we're just doing that because we're the Mayberry podcast here, but no, there is a weaversdepartmentstore.com. So please drop by over there and look for all your Mayberry items because they have everything that's licensed. Anything that's been a licensed product for the Andy Griffith Show, you'll find it at Weavers. So drop by over there. We're about to speak with Jamie Opie Sullivan and caught up with him on the cruise to Mayberry 3. This is my last interview with the impersonators for a while since I lost my voice near the end of the cruise and couldn't talk to Bob Monday, who does Briscoe, or Gary Crane, who does Gomer. And Gary, he's going to sound great on the podcast because his voice is incredibly like Gomer's. But hopefully I'll be able to catch up with them sometime soon. But hey, let's get on into talking to Jamie. Here he is. We've been visiting with the Mayberry tribute artist here on the cruise to Mayberry. My voice is about gone. I don't know if you can tell that, but we're going to talk now to a guy who used to be a little boy, but he's not so little anymore. He's Jamie, and he's going to tell us about being Opie. So, Jamie, introduce yourself and tell him a little bit about you.
I'm Jamie Sullivan. I'm 16 years old. I've now been doing Opie, impersonating Opie for 10 years now as of last Mayberry days. And this is my third cruise, and it's really been a great blessing to me being able to do it and meet all of the other impersonators and all the stars. And I really have enjoyed doing it.
How did you get started doing Opie?
I got started doing it. This story's been told many times on stage, I know, but the way I got started was it all worked out without... It was just all a big coincidence, sort of. But my first grade teacher always told me, you know, there's contests, take them to an Opie lookalike contest. Because in Walmart, when I was in first grade until about third grade, when everybody had seen me, they would pass me and then come back up, and then they would say, "Has anybody ever told you?" And we knew what was coming, what the question was going to be. So we run into my first grade teacher at Walmart. It was the summer after first grade, and she said, in Huntsville, Alabama, there's going to be maybe an Opie lookalike contest, and you ought to go down to it. So we thought about it and decided to go, in which I sort of had a little bit of the Opie attire on, what I really have on that, the full blown outfit. But I get down there, and there are about 80 or so kids lined up. And, you know, some of them are girls with their hair tied up. Some of them are, you know, hair painted orange and red. And it was a good kick to see everybody else. But out of that group, I got selected. And the judges were Floyd Allen Newsom and Barney David Browning. And later on, we heard about Mayberry Days. And my dad made a call to Miss Tanya Reese, who runs it. And she said, come on, and we ended up coming there, and then there was Barney and Floyd impersonators who were there, and it just all worked out great, and it was just a thing that's meant to be with all of us, and it was really fun to do, and I haven't regretted any bit of it. I really loved it.
You got to work, I think, at Dollywood and stuff like that?
I got to do, I did about three or four shows at Dollywood, the VW Boys, which is the band that, it's on the cruise with us right now. Done the past two cruises and at Mayberry Days. They've done two full seasons at Dollywood, and it was during the summer, I believe. This is back when I was a lot younger doing Opie, but we did a few shows with them up in Dollywood and had a great time with that. That was a fun, great time, and it was just great to see all the people some people that came to the show would see me. And then that you would hear people telling about this Opie who looks exactly like him, and then people would stop me on walking from ride to ride, and asking me about it. So that was a fun weekend, the fun week being able to do that up in Dollywood.
And you've got to meet a lot of the cast members as well. So tell a little bit about that.
I've got to meet a lot of the cast members as well, and more than once a year I get to meet. You know, we get to hang out with them, and they're just some of the most phenomenal people you'll meet in the world. It really seems like they've stepped right off the show. All of them. They don't have that mentality of, you know, I'm big and famous and all that. They're really down to earth and some of the greatest people you'll meet in your life. They're just a joy to be around. They'll put a smile on your face no matter what the situation is, and you love it. The best way I'm able to tell people back home what it's like if you had a grandparent that lived away in another state. You see them, you know, a few times throughout the year, and you get to just be around them and have the joyous time with them, and I love all of them to death. And
is there anyone in particular that you've got to meet that you that really was different? I mean, all the cast members are great, and that's right, but is there any particular one that really memorable?
Probably the most memorable, which I love them all, is probably Betty Lynn, because she first started calling me Opie, and then about after the second time I met her, she called me Jamie one time, and then now she's gone back to Jamie, but for the longest she would call me Little Ronnie, because that's what they called Ron Howard Offset, and that's what she called him. And that was very, and she's just a great loving person. She actually moved up to Mount Airy, which everybody knows, and I know she's loving it up there, and she's a really great person. She just stands out for all those reasons.
That's great. Is there anything in particular that, you know, like when you're dealing with the fans, have you had any unusual experiences or anything like that where one of them, you know, I've had people come up, and I'm sure Jeff has too, that come up and they really believe that you are the character on the show. Have you had any unusual things?
I've had quite a few experiences with that. One that really pops in your mind quick, it was when we were doing Miss Wiley's Tea Party at the street across from where we would. It was back when we did the proclamation for Mayberry Days by the jailhouse and go across the street for the tea party. And I was just in a room walking around looking at it. I think it may have been my first time I was in there, really. And I heard this little girl from behind me, "Daddy, Daddy, he's really here. It's the real Opie." And just, you know, hearing him say, no, that's just an impersonator. He does look like him. So, and I've had many cases before where people will think that it's the real Opie. You know, the younger and the older do. So, but, you know, it's great that we're able to bring back a time like that and make them remember such a great time.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to, in particular, you want to mention to them? You know, are you, as you keep getting older, are you planning on going into the Richie Cunningham impersonation?
I get that a lot, which I mean, I'm hoping I can stay with the Mayberry group as much as I can, because I love that, and just let, you know, put it in the Lord's hands, see where he takes me.
You're not looking to direct or anything toward the end?
No, I'm not looking to direct. I was asked that question one time on the radio back when I was about, I was about 7 or 8, and, you know, not knowing any better, they said Ron Howard's directed and made all this money. It was for a radio interview outside the cinema in Mayberry Days. He said, if you could get everything Ron Howard had but one thing, what would you change about it? And I said, I would keep my hair, not knowing. So, my mom said, I haven't done that since then. Mom wasn't too happy with that one, but...
That's actually a good answer. That's a good answer. All right. Well, I appreciate you being with us, Jamie. And Jeff is still here in the room with me as well. And folks, if you hadn't had a chance to visit on one of these Mayberry cruises or something like that, make sure you try to schedule next year, because it's a lot of fun. It's you get to sit around and visit with folks and eat all the food you can eat. And
that's right. You can go to Howard's Island, too, while you're here. Yeah,
that's right. We went to Howard Sprague's Island while we're out here, and he's trying to sell us ships in a bottle and all that kind of stuff. So I want to thank you guys for being here, and we'll talk to y'all later. I want to thank Jamie for taking the time to talk to us on the Mayberry cruise. It's a lot of fun. And you heard there at the end, that was Jeff Branch. I think I already mentioned that, but Jeff Branch is our Howard Sprague impersonator. He was there with us in the room. So if you missed his interview, his was in episode 14. So drop back and buy our archives at mayberry.com/podcast, and you'll be able to listen to Jeff as well. Well, we want to go into our final segment where, some weeks I don't get to do this and other weeks I do. So we're going to go see if Floyd's got any words of wisdom. So, Floyd, you got anything to talk to us about tonight?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not sure if I got anything really words of wisdom, but I do want to tell you about something that happened here in Mayberry. Yeah, well. Yeah, you remember those dogs that Opie had found? He brought them in the courthouse? Well, the other day, one of them had puppies out on the street out here in Mayberry. Yeah, right there on the street, too. Right on the street. Yeah. Barney, he gave the mother a ticket for littering. Littering. You know, puppies have litters, and I'm not a comedian. I'm just a barber. Hold still, Ken. I gotta trim your ear. Again, there you are. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's all I've got tonight. Look at this shaggy right here in the back. Let me trim that one out there. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, well, littering. I guess that is okay.
Folks, we want to thank Ken Anderson for that story that we just told. Ken was the one that told Floyd that. So thanks a lot, Ken Anderson. Ken Anderson from up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So thanks for that. And folks, we want to ask, hey, if you got some stories that Floyd could tell, you know, you got some jokes and things like that for Floyd, you know, heaven knows he could use them. So feel free to send them in, and we'll get Floyd to tell them on the air. All right, folks, I guess that's all we've got for this week. I want to remind you to drop by our website at mayberry.com/podcasting, and please drop by and leave me an email. Send me an email, which is floyd@mayberry.com. Leave comments on the mayberry.com/podcast website itself, or the best yet is give me a call toll-free at 888-684-8415, because we would love to hear from you. And drop by iTunes, too, and give us a good rating if you'd like to. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast or internet radio show. See you later, guys. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.